So then they called me and said, come up here. Said, Chamber of Commerce is taking up the collection, you've got $1,000. I'm gonna fight this thing. And I said, well now listen, I'm ready to fight it without any money. But I said, now I want you to just give me them facts and nothing else. And I said, I'll tell you how fair I'm going to be. I said, if the day they have the election comes off, why, if I find out you fellas have put out something today just that away, I'm going to turn it away. I said, now, just how solid I am behind the whole thing. When I take that old man with me, asked him up there, when he went to that Chamber of Commerce meeting, is on the other side. He's one of the hottest ones to move. And got up there and he said, well, where did you fellas get all that facts? And they said, oh, for the records here. He said, we couldn't get it. Says, we couldn't get nobody to do a goddamn thing. Oh, he's mad. He was spitting it out. So his girl and son-in-law's run the store down here. I know which side they is on. They's hooked up on our side pretty strong. So he'd come on and I said, well, he said, now all we want you to do, they wouldn't let no have nobody hold that election with somebody out of the other counties. Wouldn't have it this county. But they brought a man down, the man that's coming down here, something got wrong, his car or something, he couldn't make it, and they sent a man from Mingo down here. And he come down. They said, now we'll send cars here to haul these voters in. All you got to do is stay out there in the road and tell them where to go and who to get. So that's what I done. And I told my wife, she's up on her feet and able to work then. Fixed. I said, now you fix up a pretty good dinner this. About 10 or 12 men up there. Driving cars and things. You fix lunch for them all. Said, all right, I'll have it ready. And about 11 o'clock, I goes in there and tells this fella, I said, now, mister, there ain't much shade here on around this house, and we're supposed to be 3 foot in these poles. But we want a place, set place here to eat dinner. Everybody can eat dinner. He said, we'll just shut this election down and eat dinner here in the house. I said, that's just fine. It's up to you. So we eat dinner. Got started again. He went back up to Chitty. He said, well, them fellas ain't mad one another down there. Said, that's a good community. And said, that fella's wife is telling them where to go. Said, that fella's wife fixed a dinner that wouldn't quit. Said, I mean, she had some of the best pies that I ever ate. And I said, you tell that, let me see, what was his name? I said, you tell him that I know that woman can cook, and he come down the whole election not to be a sampling pies. Well, it's all well. I said, now I want to send them people that come to the vote, I want to send them down to the store and let them buy them pop, whatever they want to drink. That'll be all right. So when it got through, I tell them all to go down and get pop or whatever, won't charge it to me. And I went down there, it was over with, and I said, well, you owe for 100 pops. I said, that'll be all right. So they said, there's just over with, they come up and went up to race that night, and I said, I told them they'd got so hot on me, I was mad.